tell me about this Like a Woman like installation or series.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, I have a hard time in some ways like disconnecting, I guess, anything I've made at this point on in concept disconnect, I don't know, disconnecting things. So like even what I'm thinking about making next and what I was actually like some installations I did before this, I feel like they're all very pieced together, and so this might get a little messy. But I had been, I might also should put on headphones. So before I moved to grads to Syracuse for grad school, I all my headphones are bad. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yes. Okay.
Wonderful.
I'm in my studio, which is has open tops,
Oh, true.
and so there's no people coming in.
There
Normally, I'm like the only person on this floor, but or one of two people. But
go.
anyways, yeah. So before I moved to grad school, my best friend had passed away, I guess 2 years earlier, and I lived in her house for a bit, which doesn't really play a part, but I just, had been, I guess, I mean, I was living in this space with her things and thinking about, because she was unattached or single when she passed, and I, so I'm like living in this energy in this space as a single and attached human, and was, really thinking about that and what that meant and what her relationships with people were and how I had thought of her versus maybe the outside world, and even like her and my mom's relationship and that dynamic and how that informed my understanding of her, which is quite interesting. And so it really just, I guess, this spurred this like thinking about how we view women when we don't think about them in attack, like in relationship to another human as like a definitive like descriptor of who they are, like a partner or kids, which are so easy to like suddenly make assumptions about a person's life based on those relationships and what we know about those. And so when you take those away, like what do we know about a person, and especially women, based on what we expect from what society tells us versus what's actually going on. And of course there's like all the like connotations around that are fairly negative, like the spinster, and it's those are negative words, whereas like the opposite are not, for the most part, and so when you remove those like oppositions, how do we suddenly define that space? And I think, I guess my understanding is that like, we end up on the with those like negative definitions due to like a lack of understanding and a lack of empathy for just, because it's not their business to know, but just like people think everything's their business. And when it's not, they, like start to make up their own answers for what it must be. And it's, so treating like women as, or the idea of women as myth, as this like fixed thing defining how we should view something, rather than recognizing that it's a lot of things that are changing and can be redefined and are different for everyone. And so I was, I started collecting these images of women. Some are people I know, some are not, and using this like imagery and even like other images, found images some of them from like my mom's friends' collection of things, others, you know, supplementary that I responded to. Like this is the photo I found here somewhere that landscape was, but it
Yeah.
was very much reminiscent of like an area I know in Appalachia.
Right.
And so like, using some of that imagery as well as I guess from my own connection to place and yeah, so just like creating this kind of world and place void of a binary because there's only one thing, one type of person represented more or less. And
Right.
as and I think I guess we can get into it. Where I am currently is like with this work is where does it go next? And I'm starting to think about like how to expand like well like the visual of women in this work versus just like you know because as I was saying like it's you know there's no binary in this situation where there's no opposition
Right.
of with like men specifically but women is much more broader than like people who look like me and that's not super represented in the work yet and I think that's somewhere I would like to explore
Definitely.
moving like forward with this work.
Very, very cool. And just on a technical level, I really like the use of these different colored and different sized fabrics. It makes it almost look like a stained glass piece with the light shining behind it.
Yeah, and then this one, like as I was mentioning, you know, like I get, you know, the how I feel, you know, it's a lot about how I feel.
Right.
that, you know, like society, people, everyone like wants to know everyone's business, and when they don't have these like definitive attachments that they can define you by and understand you by, what's, you know, they have to like. They start to make up their own judgments and ideas of what that must mean, and especially like about younger women. And so in this one, in the image on the right, you can see like the some of those images coming through a little bit more clearly, but
Yeah.
you really can't like tell what's going on, and because you don't have access to the backside of the quilt to see what those images exactly are or who these people are and you know, and what that means other than this like front-facing view of this woman from probably like a school portrait.
Right. That's incredible. Very, very nice. No, this is exceptional. And how did you decide on the arrangement of the installation? How did the let me see if I
Oh.
can find that initial picture with
That's a good
everything in it?
question.
Yeah, how did you arrange all of these things? Because I feel
Huh.
like it's really easy to like you can just like have them on the wall like paintings almost, but you don't. You have them hanging and lit and all sorts of interesting things.
Yeah, I have done both. So like the portrait of the girl with the like red piece there in the back corner. There's a couple others of those. I guess maybe it's not on my website, but I actually showed that other photo quite a bit as well because I like that trio of images. And I'll show them on a wall, but part of this was, you know, like working in a constrained space with just like overhead fluorescence and or whatever the lights are that were really just not serving the work. And so starting to play with light and fabric, which, you know, like work together quite interestingly, for anybody who works with fabric and light. And I started like seeing you know, they all cast these like very specific shadows as well, or not all of them, but a lot of them. And so some of it happened kind of by happenstance when I realized like what else was possible with the work. And then, you know, like this off the wall piece that's standing on its own, like it's important to me that you can move all the way around it, but then also tell that there's like an actual space in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then And this piece on the right here is actually, is backlit from where it is. And so the opposite of that is a really big shadow on the wall that's just very non-descriptive. But, and this one's like hung overhead. And so you have to look up at it. And so just like playing with this hierarchy, or like what happens when you play with hierarchy and how that changes what you're feeling in a space, and like placing women above you as you walk into a space versus, at eye level or lower, and how that changes somebody's experience in the space is important, I
Definitely.
think, to the work and representation of women.
Yeah, exceptional. And could you tell me a little bit more about this part with the space in the middle? It's like almost like a portal of some kind. How did this piece come together? Is it stretched over like a canvas or something? How did you get it with the hole in the middle?
I just made it like that.
Very cool.
I designed this piece and started. It was very difficult. I have not made another one for maybe obvious reasons. I bit off a lot, and I chewed it up, but
That's
it was
wonderful.
more than I wanted to at times. But it, you know, I this one I is one of the more, I guess, interesting ones to experience with other people in this space, and that's under and like hear how they respond to it, because people see a lot of different things, and they and are also bringing their own experiences to it. And so different people, might it, I don't know, it's the ambiguity of it as far as like everything really, except it's in relationship with these other images of women, and the like the haircut is fairly recognizable. It's fairly feminine, which doesn't really mean anything. The ambiguity of it, I think,
Right.
is the important part to me. And then like, yeah, it's really, I guess, about the ambiguity. I made this other series of embroideries for a different project, where it was, I mean, a lot of them, a lot of the embroidery is, or not a lot, but several of them were like famously unattached women that I embroidered.
Let me go to your embroidery really quick, and we can.
I guess that is a that's an option.
That's a
I
little
forgot that's
section.
on.
Let's pull this up.
I don't think any of these are famous people, but and there's not many here. But they're, yeah, they're also for the most part void of faces or obscured in that case. And I think that was like a slightly different approach of in different way of looking at them. It was more of like collecting this archive of like these unattached women, and or just in just like this world of women, rather than world of women I don't know if I don't know if I have so much to say about the lack of a face, but that piece kind of grew out of that
Gotcha.
inspiration,
Very,
just
very cool.
of how those like function without, like they didn't, you don't necessarily need the face to be to make a connection to it.
When you say, whenever someone says the word archive in their art, a little light bulb goes off in my head.
Oh no.
I think there's really something incredible about preserving and drawing attention to people who historically haven't really made it into the archives, but doing so in a way that kind of makes their absence something that's tangible and something you have to reckon with. So this facelessness is really, really interesting. Very cool.
Yeah, that was a much better way of putting it.